Hello guys, welcome to the Blackspin Global Podcast. I am Lucy.
And I'm Eugene.
And guys, welcome to day 6 and 7, because yesterday we were fucking tired. How about that? We were tired. You know what? We're giving you update all day, every day. Sometimes a little break, a little extra sleep. Shout out to everyone that said that we needed extra sleep when we kept you guys updated on socials.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, appreciate that. And also an update, we are once again at the balcony. It's a little bit windy today.
We're literally on the roof.
Basically on the roof. So if you're hearing some ambiance
again
and some clapping and people chatting, you know, it's all part of the whole thing. We want to bring you guys in, but yeah. Eugene, how you feeling?
I'm okay, Lucy. Obviously,
we're talking a bit after
a defeat for our guy, but we'll get into all of that. How are you though on day 7?
I'm good. I'm great. I wanted us to end about how we feel about the first week, but we can end on that later. But yeah, should we just start?
Let's get into it.
So like the first match that was on yesterday was Christopher Eubanks versus Christopher O'Connell.
Big Banks.
Did you see how like someone on Twitter was trying to like get like different...
It was Brad Gilbert. He's a former pro / coach now.
I know, but I had to throw that meme on there because some of the names he was trying to shout out to him in that year. But yeah, Eubanks would be good for now. Big Banks can work, but Eubanks is okay too. So yeah, yesterday was couple of rain delays. The rain was kind of like acting funny, but it was so humid. But yeah, so that rain delay started after the first three games. After that, Eubanks initially broke, but then O'Connell broke back. But literally every single set there was into a tiebreak. It just shows to you how much like that match was so tight. Like as soon as one broke, the other one just broke right back. Like it was just crazy.
I don't know about that, Lucy. I think they were both holding serve like quite...
No, they were holding serve, but what I'm saying, but like as soon as that one person... They were holding serve, of course. But as soon as one person broke, they broke right back. Okay. And then it was like, again, boom.
Yeah.
All right, we have to find a second chance to do so. But they never did. It just went straight into a tiebreak. But yeah, but despite that, all the rain delays and all of that, Eubanks literally did so well.
He was clutch.
Eubanks did have more chances though. It's just that O'Connell, like every time it was close, he would just like, you know, save like break points. I think he saved like 4 break points. And yeah, but either way, you know, Eubanks did super well. His serves were well. He hit 23 aces yesterday, which was pretty
absolute
dope.
Bombs. Yeah,
yeah, honestly. How did you feel about the match?
Yeah, I thought he was really good. Mm-hmm. And like, I thought it was quite significant as well. His previous two matches, they were 4 setters. So this was his first straight sets victory.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
And like, yeah, to like you said, to do it in 3 tiebreak sets. I thought as well, like during the tiebreaks, I think he kind of upped his level. Like,
yeah,
the serve was like, yeah,
that's
kind
true.
Of going in the that's right direction. And I think he held serve. He was broken at points in the match, but yeah, for me in the tiebreak, he kind of stepped up with the serve.
Yeah, yeah, in the tiebreaks, that's true. Yeah.
And it's funny too. Like, I say funny. He kept hitting the ball kids with some of the bombs. So shouts out to the ball kids.
Yeah, they do a really good job. One of them, like, it was hit like on her stomach.
She took it
in the chest.
Yeah.
Everyone was looking at her like, "Rah, like, are you all right?"
The umpire kept asking, like, "Are you okay?"
She was just like that. She was just like,
"Yeah."
And it was like, okay. And then the second time it happened, I think it was like kind of like on their head, but I think it was more like on the cap than actually their head.
Yeah.
And literally even Eubanks, like, asked, like, the ball kid didn't even look at him. He was just like, "Oh, okay, I guess she's tough." Shout out to the ball kids.
He's hitting
right.
like what 130 mile per hour serves. Like,
yeah,
they're massive serves.
Yeah, like, everyone was worried when he hit them. Came was like, oh, you know. But shout out to them.
But no, I think Eubanks he dealt with the rain delay as well pretty well. I know it wasn't that long, they weren't off court for that long. But again, it's never kind of it's never ideal to kind of have to go off court and then come back again. But thankfully for him, like, it was done on the day that it started, as opposed to basically having to stop and then come back the next day. Yeah,
true. Literally, even, I think even the last rain delay, like, they didn't even get off court because it was, like, one of them quick ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it was one of them quick ones.
I think he just put a towel over his head and, like, they were just walking around.
Yeah, they were just walking around to see if it was going to be, like, slippery and stuff. Yeah. And I think they waited for a bit to let it dry a little bit, because as soon as it was done, the sun just came out. You know, typical London weather. You know, we're used to this shit, so...
Ridiculous.
Yeah, but even speaking of, like, grass and stuff, like, you know, he mentioned during press, like, what actually changed for him. Because, you know, a lot of people were only talking about the Kim texts and stuff.
Yeah.
But he went a little bit deeper and explained, like, how he's actually feeling about grass, what changed for him, and he actually finished with a very interesting point. And here it is.
It was like, I didn't trust my movement. The ball was staying so low. It wasn't as fast as I thought it was going to be. But with each week, I could kind of take a step back and say, wow, like, I feel more comfortable than I did last week. So, excuse me, when I got to Stuttgart, granted, every grass court is different too, and that's a big part of it. It's like, you know, the grass in Stuttgart is very different than the grass in Surbiton, which is also very different than grass in Halle, and Mallorca was way different. But just, I felt that I was starting to figure things out every single week. Even, I think, the first week, I lost second round. The next week I qualified in and lost to Gasquet. The third week I qualified in and lost to Hurkacz. And then Mallorca happened. But even in Halle, I said, man, I feel way more comfortable than I did last week. And it's just kind of been a theme and a trend that's happening over the past 4 weeks now, with five. So, you know, it's been fine. I think it's slowly growing on me. But at this point, I think it, borderline, might say it's my favorite surface.
Yeah, so who would have thought that grass would be...
It's his favorite.
It's so funny from, like, the way he was speaking about it, from the text and, like, from, you know. But, and the biggest takeaway, you need to remember, this is his fucking debut.
Yeah, at Wimbledon. It's nuts.
At Wimbledon, yeah. And he's going to the second week. Like, this is absolutely insane.
Huge.
Like, this is big.
But I do feel like grass now will always have a special place in his heart, because obviously that's where he won his first ATP Tour title.
That's a good point.
Was on grass in Mallorca.
Yeah,
and now,
that's
obviously,
good.
To do this well at Wimbledon, like, yeah, this is the best Grand Slam he's had today.
For real, for real. Oh, 100%.
And the grass court game, man, he's got that on
he
lock.
Got it on
so,
lock. Facts.
Next up, who's he got? I like it, man. I'm sorry.
Greek yogurt.
I like Greek yogurt.
No, I'm same as you. I love it when
fifth
like
seed.
Our players play like either top seeded players or big players, because you know it makes it more entertaining and. They need that sort of like pressure, like, to like being pushed
exactly.
and to take another level, but most important as well, people to get to know them.
It elevates them.
Elevates them. So Tsitsipas, Stefanos, it's their first time they play against each other in singles, but they have played against each other in doubles. At the US Open last year, and I didn't even know he played with Shelton at that time.
Oh, Eubanks.
Yeah, Eubanks with Shelton. And they actually beat them at that time. But obviously, this is different. This is Wimbledon, different place, different time zone, different
surface. Exactly. That was then, this
surface.
Is now.
This is now. Stefanos has been a little bit this season, to
nearly,
be very
nearly went
honest.
Out to Murray.
Yeah, nearly went out to Murray. Nearly went out to Team.
Dominic Team, yeah. That was the first round match.
Apparently, obviously, that was the first round, so we were busy with... our people, you know. But apparently from like the comments I saw and from the things that I heard, a lot of people were saying that that was one of like the top matches, very entertaining, like high level from both of them. But one thing that stood out to me is that Stefanos actually asked about Eubanks during his press, as this is their first time playing against each other. And here is what Stefanos had to say.
We practiced together a few weeks ago in Stuttgart. He's a good player on grass. You know, we've had a good practice with him. So we have a similar game style. He serves on volleys. He takes the ball early. And he did also very well recently in the last week in Mallorca. So he's on a good run. Obviously, we haven't played each other before. We haven't had the opportunity to... playing a match, but I like his game, and I'm going to try to do the best I can to break it or to impose my game over his. This is definitely my strategy. He's a tall guy that can serve well, which is going to be something that I will be completely aware of and trying to extract from that as much as I can. that this his serve will be something that will be challenging for sure in our match. So working on those returns, and I will try and make him work for it.
So yeah, so looks like, you know, Tsitsipas or Greek Yogurt needs to make sure that his returns are on point tomorrow, because listen, when it comes to them serves, Eubanks got that on clutch, and he knows that himself, as he said. So that match is going to be tomorrow, and it's going to be second on court two, which
second on.
I'm very disappointed about.
Yeah,
I personally think that match should have been on one of the show courts.
Tell him. People.
And there's even one match that I think that I don't get why is on the show court, respectfully.
Tell him again, Lucy.
Which is Dimitrov versus Rune. Dimitrov is Dimitrov. Shout out to him. It is what it is. But still, it's just Dimitrov.
we'll get on to Dimitrov. But yeah, he was a semi-finalist.
He was a semi-finalist. Like, yeah, I get that. But then we have Rune, yeah, who's sixth seed. But then Tsitsipas is fifth seed. Like, I don't know. When you look at, if you see it on paper, you'll be, I'm pretty sure more people will be down to watch Stefanos and Eubanks. Than the other way around. For me, anyways.
For us, definitely.
Yeah, for us. But either way, I know that court number two is going to be full and packed. So if you're coming to Wimbledon tomorrow, make sure that you're out here queuing up from early, because I know the whole gang's going to be there. A lot of people are loving Eubanks' game. So shout out to Eubanks. Good luck to him tomorrow. And yeah. And up next is the one who is refusing to drop a set as she should, Madison Keys, who played again an incredible match. Her serves are still there. I think during the match she was at the net pretty often. Did you watch some?
Yeah, sorry,
you
watched some of that match. Yes, how was it? I watched the start, the second set, and stayed basically for that.
Yeah,
because she'd won the first set. I think it was 6-4.
Yeah.
Keys is looking very good, man. Like, I'm very, very impressed with what I'm seeing with Keys. And Kuschuk, she's a good player. But yeah, Keys just looked very comfortable yesterday. Yeah. And I think, again, carrying on from like her Eastbourne form, like you said, she's yet to drop a set. But I do feel like she's upped her level, like, since Eastbourne as well.
Okay.
And I think against Kuschuk, like, I thought she played a better match against Kostyuk than she did against Godovic in the round before.
That's, to be fair, by looking at, when I was looking at the highlights and stuff, it did look like she did up her level a bit.
Yeah, like, man, like, you, I think you mentioned on the previous pod, like, the ground strokes, she was, like, finding corners. She's just such a powerful hitter. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think she kind of did, not kind of, she definitely overpowered Kostyuk in the end. And Kostyuk's a good player. Like, she can kind of hold her own.
Yeah.
But I thought, yeah, basically, Keys was just, she had too much for her. And it pretty much showed, like, in the second set, she pretty much ran away with it. It was 6-1. And it's funny, because I kind of got to that match, like I said, at the start of the second set, but Kostyuk took a medical timeout.
She
took time off.
She did.
To go off court.
Which
players are allowed to do at the end of sets. And someone in the comments and on our Twitter page was like, oh yeah, typical Kostyuk, which I found quite funny. But I don't want to pick on anybody, but players do that in terms of, like, when they've lost a set, they go off and try to regroup. So I just thought, you know what, she's entitled to do that, fair play.
But it is interesting for someone
to pick it out. But again, credit to Keys, because she just basically stayed locked in. And then, yeah, if anything, she raised her level in that second set. And yeah, like I said, took it 6-4, 6-1 in the end.
Perfect.
And she has the girl, like, everybody's talking about.
Mate, literally,
moment.
I wrote it down here. Star, apparently, she's one of the stars of the slam.
Yeah.
Mira Andreeva. She's Russian, I believe.
16 years old. Qualifier.
16, qualifier. Yeah. Apparently, she's been playing really well.
Yeah.
And I saw here that apparently that she is the youngest to reach the round of 16 at Wimbledon in the last 25 years.
Go on, Lucy, with the stats. Yeah.
Come on, man. Listen, my thing says reporter, and I'm here to report. Do you get what I mean? Put some respect on my name. I know I'm walking around these grounds and some people looking at me like, yo, what's she doing here? Yeah, I'm here to report, my nigga. Get it right. Get it straight. This is Black Spin Global.
Wow. No,
now,
incredible.
Let's go back.
I love that.
And yeah, this is her debut, like you said, as well. As much as everyone's gassing her, though, as a reporter, I did dig deep a little bit more. You know, obviously we'll get into the second round. We need to know more about these opponents. So I'm looking at her previous match and she's decent, isn't it? Fingers though, from the look of like the numbers and the highlights and that, her serves don't look actually as great, especially compared to someone like Keys. So like her serve percentages are quite low, like they're like 60s, 50s and that. And to be fair, some of her previous opponents didn't play their best tennis. Yeah. So, excuse me if I butchered his name, Ziyu Wang.
Okay, the Chinese girl. Yeah.
She had a lot of errors, and that even went into three sets anyways. She then had Krejcikova.
Temp seed,
but she pulled out because of injury.
Yeah, retired.
Potapova as well, she had 45 errors.
And Potapova again, seeded 22nd seed.
I believe so. Yeah. So, you know, but the one thing I did see about Mira though is that during that Potapova match, Potapova had to save like 18 break points. So she is on fire, don't get me wrong. But when you look at deeply, it's like...
I hear what you're saying.
The reason why I'm playing that out is because, for example, like, I feel like if you want to really play your best on grass, the number one thing is your serve has to be on point.
Yeah.
She doesn't have that.
But again,
Keys have that.
Look at her age. She's 16.
Yeah, of course. Like, I'm not cooking her. Okay. No. Guys, let me make it clear. I'm only saying it in the way of like, this should be easy for Keys.
I don't know about easy though.
Do
you know what?
I even wrote it here. It should be an interesting match. But from what I'm seeing, is that, yeah, Keys should be able to pull this through.
Definitely.
Do you get what
Keys,
I mean?
Keys should have too much. And like, in terms of experience alone.
Exactly,
like,
exactly.
But again, that could be a thing that could trip her up.
Yeah.
Because there's no pressure or, like, expectation on Andreeva, whereas for Keys there is.
She's expected to
win this match.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%, yeah. But shout out to Mira. I'm definitely not,
I
had it here. Like, it's going to be an interesting match. I'm looking forward to it. No discredit to Mira whatsoever. She's a qualifier. She's 16. And she still had to play, like, tough players at the end of the day.
Reaching the second week of a Grand Slam.
Like, exactly. That's big. That's massive. So, again, she's going to be hungry. So, I hope Keys is, you know, still staying, like, focused and not...
Locked in,
not thinking, okay, she's just a little girl, you know. What girl. It's gonna be this quick and easy thing, like, no, have that same smoke as you've been having. So yeah, that match is gonna be tomorrow on court number 2. That's gonna be the first up, and then after that's a Eubanks match. So yeah, shout out to Keys, we'll be looking forward to that.
Indeed.
And yeah, and the last match,
our guy, man, Big Foe.
Big foe, top 10 foe. I was looking forward to this match like crazy. Like, you remember, I kept on saying it. I was like, nah, man, I want to watch, like, Dimitrov. Like, yeah. So, Francis unfortunately lost his match against Dimitrov. I believe it was 6-2, 6-3, 6-4, something like that.
6-2, 6-3, 6-2.
Yeah.
The 10th seed versus the 21st seed.
Yeah.
And obviously, like we said earlier, Dimitrov is a former semi-finalist.
Extremely experienced on grass. Hence why I knew it was going to be like...
And you did say as well, like, he's been playing well.
He's been playing well. Like, he reached quarterfinal Queens and he lost to literally the champion, Alcaraz. So I think that's why for me, I was like, yeah, this is going to be like a big match.
Mm-hmm.
But not too sure what was going on through France's like mind, or like if he felt like it was a pressure or whatnot. But his level wasn't the same as the previous matches.
You watched this from the beginning on
Saturday. I did. And from the beginning, I could tell. Like, from the first set, I was like, "Whoa! Like, this is not the France that we've been seeing."
Because it was two sets to love pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, literally.
And then
it got rained off.
Well, it was 2-1, I think, in the third, on serve.
It was 2-1 on. And
then it got rained off.
Which we were happy about.
I loved
especially you.
But I'm saying I loved your post about the rain storm.
Oh, damn. the rain is coming. Oh, damn. It's canceled? Damn, what a shame. I thought,
in terms of, like, the momentum, obviously, yeah. Dimitrov had all the momentum, like, on that Saturday. And, like, mm-hmm. to be fair, yeah, he was playing lights out.
Yeah, he did.
And, again, he came out again on the Sunday, carried on, picked up from where he left
And
off.
We were hoping it was going to be the opposite. Yeah, like
it wasn't to be for Francis. I think more credit should go to Dimitrov because, yeah, he's playing at a level that would give anybody problems.
Yeah. And he hasn't played like that in a while as well because it's been rocky for him as well.
He's finding form.
Yeah,
right? And I think at Grand Slams as well, like, he's been pretty consistent. Like, mm-hmm. I think fourth round, third round mm-hmm. Of the French and Australian and now obviously the fourth round here at Wimbledon. Mm. So, and again, he's a very experienced player.
He's 31 or 32.
32, I think.
One of them two, yeah.
So, and he's been at the top of the game for a long time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I know Francis did beat him in Australia mm-hmm. back in 2019.
I think so, yeah.
Francis, he was very disappointed with his level today. Like,
yeah.
And not just today, obviously Saturday as well, but I think it did hit him. And he did actually say, like, yeah, this it hurts because he was expecting to perform a lot better at Wimbledon.
Yeah,
he was
really down
considering
during that
the season he's had on grass, like mm-hmm. he winning that title in Stuttgart. He had high hopes and, mm-hmm. and rightly so. But mm-hmm. of course, after any defeat, like, it's going to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's one thing about being here, Lucy. I don't know about, we'll talk about this probably like later on, mm-hmm. but seeing the players like after defeat.
Mm.
Like you really do. Like I feel it for them.
Oh, 100%, 100%.
Because you see the emotion, like you can see it in person.
And I mean, I didn't even tell you this earlier, but that's why I couldn't come to press.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Like I couldn't even look at him. I was just like, bro, like, because it. I think for us as well is like you even said this as well. I feel like for us is even different because it's like there's a little bit more of that attachment.
Oh,
do you get what I mean? But then. Does that scare you a little bit?
A little, of course it does.
Think about it, our platform is also growing as well. So it's like, raw, like, are we too attached to this?
And the players, like, they obviously, like, they know who we are.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah. And Wimbledon has even brought us closer to some of the players as well.
For us to be here like this now, it's given us a different look.
100%.
Yeah. But yeah, it still feels like I feel losses for players like when I'm watching at home. But being here, it does feel that much like different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you, because you're so close to it, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
But to keep it upbeat, like there was a nice, question. He gave a nice answer in press when a journalist asked. I didn't even ask a question. I couldn't. But yeah, a journalist asked him if basically he feels like the pressure now, he's like a top 10 player and like basically, yeah, like the second best American.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, he gave a really, I thought, a really nice answer, mm-hmm. which we're going to play for you here.
I'm already winning in life. Like, it doesn't really matter, like, expectations of, I want to win slams for me, not for anybody else, not for y'all, not for the media. I want to win slams for me and, you know, I don't feel any expectation other than it's a bad performance today. I mean, I feel like I've played fine. I've only risen since all the success I've had. I haven't really had any plateaus other than today, honestly.
Yeah, so that was Francis basically saying that, yeah, he owes nobody anything, which is
facts.
Damn right fact.
Mm-hmm.
And I did like that. And that, Lucy, you picked that out. So shouts out to you because that was a really nice line.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I thought
yeah.
quite powerful as well because I think that's how all the athletes should really feel.
Facts.
Like. Because I do feel like media people, we are.
We keep saying that as if we're not part of them.
But you know, we're not that type.
Yeah. Like, the people know. They know exactly. The streets know.
Like yeah, there's like almost this kind of requirement that you have to perform at a certain level or like you have to do it for, like, yeah, your country.
Yeah,
the players aren't. Thinking like that,
mm-hmm.
and I think the more players kind of come out and say that, the better.
Because
mm-hmm. I think it's important to like let people know that they're doing this for them,
exactly.
no one else.
Facts.
And that's the most important thing. But yeah, man, shouts out to Francis, and obviously just yeah, we look forward to seeing him in the US. And I do think, again, I'm optimistic about his form because he's had a good season. Like, he's had two titles,
yeah.
Been consistent, like, throughout the years. Reached the top 10 now. Mm-hmm. Like, there's been consistent, like, building blocks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he's just going to carry on, like, continue to elevate, basically. So, mm-hmm. yeah, we look forward to seeing that.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Shout out to Big Foe. And that's it for now. But let's end with some doubles. Shout out Goff and Pegula. They won their first round yesterday. A close one. I think they lost like the first set.
Yeah, they lost the opening set. Yeah.
They lost the opening set. Even the second set, like when I was looking at school, I was like, oh shit. they pulled it through. You know, this is their first time playing doubles together at Wimbledon. So yeah, shout out to them. Arthur Fils and Van Ash.
Luca Van Ash. Yeah.
Luca Van Ash beat the Tsitsipas brothers. There was also some rain delays between that as well.
Yeah.
Hence why, right now, they're currently playing the second round as we speak.
Crazy.
So, yeah, shout out to Arthur and hopefully they pull that through. And of course, we've got the girls, you know. We have Claire V Ngunu, who won her match in straight sets.
First round match, yeah.
And we have, do you want to go with this since you're the Nigerian? Wait, hold on. Are you Igbo?
I'm Igbo, yeah.
You're Igbo, okay. Okay. Because this surname is Yoruba, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's Oluwadare.
Oluwadare.
Just say Oluwa.
Oluwadare. I feel like I said it well for a non-Nigerian. Shout out to me.
Very well played.
Oh, yeah. Hello. So she actually won her match in three sets. I believe she lost the first set.
She came back from a set down.
Yeah,
exactly.
She came back from a set down. So shout out to her and hope that, you know, they push through for the rest of the tournament.
Yeah.
And that's it, but I really want to end with a question here for
go,
you, Eugene.
Let's go, Lucy.
Week one is done.
Crazy.
How do you feel? And when I'm talking about, I'm not talking about the players, I want to talk about you. Like, how do you feel as, like, this is our first time here as Mija? Like, how was week one for you at Wimbledon?
Because great question.
A lot of people wanted us to share, like, the stuff, but, like, for instance, I want us to do the vlogs. Remember, I was talking about it. I was going to do reels and everything. But in case you guys don't know, we are not allowed to film videos.
Not within our rights.
There's a lot of fucking rules that we have to follow here, guys. Like, you guys have no idea. So it's been kind of hard. And obviously, this is our first time. I'm pretty sure next year we'll find ways to be, you know, to do things differently. But yeah, how do you
feel about week one? It's a great question, Lucy, man. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'm going to ramble a bit, but I think at first I was a little bit overwhelmed, not gonna lie to you. Like, because I was like, wow, like, we're actually here. Like, for real.
Yeah.
But as the days have gone on, like, I've become more comfortable, like, with everything.
Yeah.
And, like, I think a big reason for that is, like, yeah, the players, like, seeing us and, like, interacting with us and, like, yeah, it really feels real now. Whereas before, obviously, we're doing everything from home and, like, I say remotely, like, we're not at the tournaments, although for the grass court events we were. But this is our first time, like, at a Grand Slam, so it's like a level up.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's Wimbledon. Like, it just feels, surreal, honestly, for me. And again, I think I said this on our first pod here, as in day one pod, like, I'm just so happy and grateful to be doing it with you because to be doing this on my own, yeah, it'd be cool, but, like, it wouldn't hit the same.
Do you get me? Yeah.
And, like, we've got, obviously, Tamani as well.
Yeah,
obviously, he's doing
Tamani.
His thing with the Guardian. Yeah. And he's so, like, when I say Tamani is, like, just the guy.
Fam. Everybody
knows him. From the Chinese press,
everyone,
like, America,
listen,
everyone knows.
Walking with Tamani at Wimbledon is actually long. Like, you'll be getting stopped like every 30 seconds.
You feel like you're somebody.
It literally.
So it's nice, like, we have that as well, like, in terms of, like, a connect who's, like, established in this thing.
And the thing is as well, he doesn't even need to be giving us tips or helping us out.
Yeah.
Like, he actually, like,
I love your name for him, the mentor, because that's what
listen,
he is.
Yeah. I literally, like, I'll fully text Tamani, like, any sort of question, be like, yo, should we do this? Should we do that? Like, does that make sense? And he's a real one as well. So he will literally just say how it is.
No,
like, when he feels like, no, we shouldn't be doing this, he will tell us.
Or and advice and doing advice, stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the best word. Yeah. He really does advise us, like, well, and we know that he wants the best for us. So it comes from, like, a good place. 100%. So, yeah, so shout out to
And also, I want to shout out Uche as well. Uche Amako, yeah. Who's a colleague of mine. Mm. But also, I've connected, well, yeah, I've introduced you to him.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, cool guy.
So he's a Telegraph journalist. But again, it's just nice seeing him, obviously, a fellow black guy. Mm-hmm. Like, because there aren't many of at us, all. Like, doing this, as mm-hmm. in covering the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, yeah, it's good. It's empowering to see. So for me, I think, yeah, to sum it up, like, I just feel proud. I think that's the word. I think I'll use to, like, sum up my round or mm-hmm. my week one.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? What's your...
it's so funny, I asked you this question when I don't even realize yeah. But I don't have an answer because I just didn't, I still really processed it. Yeah. I think I just got up and be like, right, okay, I got something to do here, let me just do it.
Lucy's been go, listen, like non-stop.
Go. I feel like Eugene's seen a side of me that he did not know, like, existed.
No comment.
He was just like, what the fuck is this girl, man? Like,
she's on
relax,
steroids.
Chill. Like, and I get it. I totally get, like, a side of me definitely do need to chill and stuff, but I'm someone where, I'm not saying this is going to happen anyways, knock on wood anyways, but, like, I'm someone where, yo, tomorrow anything can happen. Mm. Like, what if next year we apply and they're hating
Hell
and they're
no.
like... On, do you get what I know that's not gonna happen, but do you get what I mean? That's that. Obviously, with me being the pessimist that I am, boo for sure, you know. But either way, I think for me, what stuck out for me the most is like how natural it felt.
Yeah, I like that.
Like, I've just like, even for example, you make fun of me or like how I just be walking around the ground.
Bro, she owns the place, like, real talk, walk up with the iPad.
Like. And I think that's why some people look at me funny. I think some people. Are quite uncomfortable with the fact of how comfortable and confident I am around.
Mm.
I think people are still expected to be tiptoeing around. And it's like, I can't afford to do that. And it's funny because normally I would do that. Normally
really?
I would, yeah. I would actually, like, a lot of people think that I'm like the most confident person. Wow. I'm really not. I'm super shy. It's just that. But it just shows to you how comfortable I've been feeling
for me
not to even be thinking about
that.
Do you get what I mean? Which I did not expect. I thought I'd be freaking out. You know, like, for example, like, now I can go to the interviews without you. Whereas sometimes I'd be like, Eugene, come, let's go together. Or like, what question should I ask? Do you get what I mean?
You've not asked me that.
Yeah, see, this is what I'm saying. Yeah. So it just shows to you, like, I think that's the one thing. And what I love about this week as well is open my mind for, like, the future of this platform. But the highlight is the interaction that we've been having on socials with everyone. That has been so great. So guys, thank you so much for listening, thank you so much for tweeting and adding us and everything. Like, that has been like, because that's the one thing I've always wanted us to, like, hey, remember I was like, yo, we need to be up there with, like, you know,
on
because,
the socials
and it's been going really well. So yeah, I think I'll have more of an answer once week two is done. Like, when it's done, I think that's when I will sit down and just be like,
when we do our review, I'm looking forward to doing our review because it's going to
we're definitely going to do a pod where we're going to go in depth about, like, we're going to do a pod just about experiencing one. Let's just do that. I think that will even make more sense.
Some behind the scenes
scenes, basically,
like, indeed.
So that's I feel proud, I feel confident, I feel comfortable.
Love that.
As much as people might look at us and feel like we don't belong here,
it's not so much we don't, but it's more like who are you?
Who are
because
you?
Because no one's seen
that's
us
true.
Before.
That's true.
Like,
but I know some niggas are looking at us like, you guys don't belong here.
Of course, but yeah, that too. But also, yeah, when they see, like, the interaction, again, we'll talk about this in more detail later on, like, in terms of our review pod.
Mm-hmm.
But the interaction the players have with us because
the players know who we are.
And, like, not many journalists can say, oh, I know this player, or like, this player has a relationship with me.
Yeah.
Like, but we have that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very special.
Yeah,
so,
100%. Yeah.
Again, but it's big. But I like what you said as well about the social media following. Like,
because
our followers, like, this is why we're doing this.
Yeah, 100%,
it's for you.
Bam. So someone at us was like, straight like, yo, Imma updates, please. I have a match. And it's like, bro, there's three matches at the same time. But that actually excited me. Do you get what I mean? It was just like, man, like,
because they know that's what we're here
actually
to do.
Care. Like, so that's really dope. But yeah, and again, I'll agree, it's been fun. Like, doing it with you, it's not been easy.
I'm glad you're saying that,
because this is like the longest we spent.
I know.
times.
Like a married couple.
Like a married couple. After day 14, I don't want to speak to Eugene for like 2 days. For like 2 days, I'm going to put yours on do not disturb. I'm going to put my phone on do not disturb, and I'm going to be like, the only person that can put on do not disturb is Eugene. Do not talk to me for 2 days at least.
Then
we can come back. But no. Like, I feel like the reason why you and I work so well together is because we both see things differently. And then when we come together, it's like, boom.
It clicks.
We have that, like, it could be anything, whether it's the editings, whether it's the podcast, whether it's like the way the day should be going. So, yeah, man, it's been great.
No, it's been brilliant.
We've been
killing
it.
It's been absolutely
incredible.
We've
actually been killing it.
I don't want it to end, but like, yeah, it's been a lot.
Same.
It's been a lot. I am looking forward to like finishing, but at the same time, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, so, yeah. I feel like we'll definitely have. Now there's fewer matches.
Yeah.
Next week is definitely going to be like more relaxed. Like, look, after this pod, we can go home. I'm going to go home and sleep, okay, guys? I need extra sleep. I'm going to put my phone on do not disturb and my ass going to sleep. Or should I go recess and shake some ass a little bit? I'm going to see.
Guys, I think that is a wrap for days 6 and 7.
Day 6 and 7, and we will catch you guys tomorrow, day 8. Make sure that you watch Madison Keys' match and Eubanks' match right afterwards.
Indeed.
And yeah, we shall see y'all on socials and tomorrow.
All the best, guys. Take care.